accompanied with highlight makeup. And one example of a sticker reads, "My wages need a glow up." The somewhat silent protest comes shortly after another act of unity where H&M workers wore black to express their feelings towards their pay. The intention here was a light-hearted encouragement to H&M to bridge the gap between the current offer and the living wage. Union spokesperson Sarah Thompson said in a statement, "Paying living wage is one of H&M's corporate goals, and now they are suspending their workers because they are asking for a living wage." Union members took the decision to wear the stickers in a show of support for a living wage and to encourage H&M to bridge the gap between the current offer and the living wage. It shows how shallow attempts are by the fashion industry to live up to ethical standards. The first union bargaining team had met with H&M earlier this week for mediation. The company asked for more time and mediation was set on reconvene on Monday. Wearing stickers was just a cute way for members to support one another. H&M's reaction to send members home is so out of proportion. "We are going to be intimidated, though. We are going to stick together. We aren't going to be intimidated, though. We are going to stick together and look after each other." That's what H&M employee Anis Linati says. And that is our local news. Talaga nga naman, you know, we have to have fair pay just to cover the living costs. Yeah. Of course. So, yes, H&M naman, you know, a big international fashion company. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they can come up to a sort of resolution ano sa mga bargaining power nila. Ayan. So ngayon, what we go for our music muna, Shine Again, before we go on our public service.
Okay.
Ayan.
This is Sarah Geronimo, Sandata?
Sandata.
That's okay. Cool. Okay. Enjoy.
Nice.
Ka
Ayan, bago po ang ating public service at saka Bulili Report, ito po ay may magandang balita kami sa inyo. Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga karatig bayan. Hanapin lamang ang mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahang Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Toranga, and Wellington. Tikman ang mabuhay products at tiyakin niyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay barbecue cooking on site. Every Thursday at Utaho Flea Market, every Saturday at Utara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin's Road St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manuroa Road, Takanini, at makakapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, priskong karneng baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at marami pang iba. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telepono 299-3179 o sa 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card at sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin, mamili sa J&M Foods and Butchery Limited. Ayan. So what have you got to report this afternoon, Bay, on your Bulili Report?
Things you can do right now to build a child's confidence.
Yes, to build child's confidence. That's very important, isn't it, for children? Yeah. Okay.
Confidence is vitally important to a child's future happiness, health, and successes.
Successes, yeah.
Confident children are better
equipped
to deal with peer pressure, responsibilities, frustrations, challenges, and both positive and negative emotions. The child's parent and teacher are the key factor in developing a child's confidence. There are 25 things you can do to build a child's confidence, but we will cover 5 this week and another 5 each Sunday for the following weeks. Mm-hmm. Ensure they know your love and unconditional. The way we see our kids, has a profound impact on the way they see themselves. Make it clear to your children or to your students that you love and care for them even when they make mistakes or poor decisions. And avoid harshly criticizing or shaming them. Number 2, practice positive self-talk with them. Both children and adults often engage in negative and damaging chatter with themselves. I can't do this, or I'm terrible at
doing something,
or what is wrong with me. Model and teach children positive
affirmations.
Number 3, address them by their name. Addressing children by name is a powerful and simple way to send the message that they're important, especially when paired with friendly eye contact. Number 4, give them age-appropriate special talks to help you out. In addition to chores and classroom jobs, give children special tasks to help them feel useful, responsible, and
competent.
Using the word special gives children an even bigger confidence boost. In the home, these special tasks can include helping with a pet or younger sibling as needed, being your cooking assistant, or for a very young child, simply dressing themselves. In the classroom, kids can help make classroom decorations, water plants, etc., erase the board, etc. Number 5, join their play and let them lead. Joining in a child's play sends the message that he is important and worthy of your time. During playtime, parents can allow children to initiate or choose the activity as well as lead it. When parents engage in and appear to enjoy a child-led activity, the child feels valuable and very accomplished.
Very nice. Thank you so much for that, Bay. Yeah, that's very important to build confidence for children, isn't it? Yes, I like that that you mentioned something about calling the children by their name. Mm-hmm. I always call people baby or Baba, especially my grandkids. Mm-hmm. I always call them Baba. Even my 26 years old, I still call them baby. So now I should stop calling them that. I have to address them by name. Maybe. All right. And what have you got there, please? Oh, Shine. Does your mommy call you baby still or not?
No, not anymore.
It has to be Shine, huh?
Yeah. You should enjoy that while you can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Enjoy being baby by your grandparents.
But yeah, partly builds confidence if you call them by name. So what have you got there for us, Kira?
Keep your children safe. Young children must never be left alone in a house or a vehicle. They need constant supervision. It is illegal to leave a child under the age of 14 without responsible provision for their care. Know exactly where your child is at all times. If you use caregivers, ask for references and visit them often without warning. Talk with your child often. Listen carefully and check the exact meaning of their words. Never show alarm or panic. If you believe your child might have been abused, contact Oranga Tamariki Ministry for Children or Police.
Yeah.
If you think there's someone else's child is being badly treated or abused, contact Oranga Tamariki Ministry for Children or Police. Don't hesitate for a moment to report your suspicions. It is far better to be wrong than too late. In an emergency, dial 111, your local play center, kindergarten, school, library, or citizens' advice.
Bureau
can provide you with books and information about personal safety programs for children. The Please Keeping Ourselves Safe program provides a guidebook for parents and caregivers that will help them know how to keep their children safe from abuse and violence. This guidebook is available through Police, school, community services. Getting home safely. Teach your child how to get safely to and from school and other places they go, whether they walk, bike, or go by bus. Make clear rules about getting home. Go to school with your child so that you can show them the safest route. Teach them to deal with hazards like narrow footpaths or busy roads. If they walk, make sure they always use pedestrian crossing. Who does your child walk home with? Meet the parents of children in your area and keep in touch. Teach the children to walk home together in twos or small groups, not alone. Make other arrangements if someone is away.
Very nice. So, do you girls walk to school?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you walk back from school to home?
No.
You
sometimes,
don't?
Sometimes.
On your own?
No.
No. Okay. You always get picked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We always drive and...
Okay, I'll get picked up.
Okay. Well, brother, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well done. So you know what to do, how to get yourself safe at home and to school, okay? All right, and for all kids, of course, it's very important. That's why, especially now that it's school holidays, diba, minsan you go out with friends, you go busing with friends, so just make sure that you are always safe. Ayan. Anong community public service natin dyan, Shine, at saka community service?
Sure. In community news, just a reminder to our Kababayans in the South Island, consular services for Filipinos in Queenstown and the surrounding areas will be available from the 20th to the 22nd of July this year. The Philippine Embassy's mobile consular team will render consular services to Filipinos in Queenstown and the surrounding areas for the following schedule. That is Saturday, the 20th of July, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, the 21st, from 9 to 6, and Monday, the 22nd of July, from 9 to 6 p.m. as well. The venue will be the Mezzanine Meeting Room at the Queenstown Event Center. That's 33 Joe O'Connell Drive, Frankton. And the services that will be available are as follows: passport issuance, renewal and replacement, civil registration, for example, reports of births and marriages, notarization and consularization of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certification. For that, you will need your latest passport-sized photos, and also Philippine citizenship retention, reacquisition, and administering of oath of allegiance.
Yep. Yan. Yan po ang outreach services ng ating embassy sa mga taga Queenstown. At may idadagdag po ako dyan para po sa ating community or to anyone that's listening and want to go to come along. Ang Rotary po, Club of Hillsboro in Linfield, Mount Roskill, Mutuhihi Island Tree Planting Day. Ito po ay next Sunday na. Sunday the 21st of July, 2019. Ang cost po nito is $30 per person. That includes the ferry. And I think you can bring your own lunch onto the island. Rotary Club of Hillsboro, Linfield, Mount Roskill, in conjunction with the Interact Club of Waitakere and Massey School Interact Club and Department of Conservation are helping at a tree planting day. Come along, plant some trees, walk the beautiful beach, or watch the rare saddleback birds on the islands. Fun day for the whole family po ito. Bring your food and drinks for the day. Please bring your gardening gloves and suitable footwear. Kung meron po kayong mga gumboots, ayan, mas ano yan siya doon. Mas kailanganin yung gumboots. Huwag yung magandang Nike nyo, ha? At saka Michael Jordan na shoes. Ay, sayang yan. Lalo na pag-uulan. Ayan. So, book your seat with ang producer natin dito sa radio, si Virginia Russell, on 021-329-959 or 021 0677-597. Ito po ay higher po, I think, ang Rotary Club ng Private Charter Vessel, Harbor Cat or similar. Ang time of boarding is 9:15 from Pier 4. Then ang departure po nito is 9:30 from Oakland for Motuihe Island. And arrival na sa Motuihe Island is 10 o'clock. Or you can organize your own arrangement. Tapos pagbalik naman po is 3:15. Yan po ang boarding ng ferry. Ang departure po from the Motuihe Island is 3:30 back to Oakland. And tapos mag-dock po kayo sa Oakland in Pier 4 uli at 4 o'clock. Ayan po, Rotary Club, come along and plant some trees.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Can you donate any money for it? Or
donate money for the plant the trees?
Yeah.
I don't think they're taking donation on this one, Bay. They just you can just go along and help out.
So you just can help out?
Yeah, you help help them plant the trees. If weather permitting, I think you do plant the trees, but kung uulan po, I think you will stay in the nursery and you will just put some seedlings in its separate bags. So that they will grow a little bit ready for planting.
When is that kind of thing?
Yeah. When?
Yeah, when's
Sunday
that?
The 21st. Sunday the 21st of July po ito. Again, ang phone number po ni Tita Verge Russell is 021-329-959 or 021-0677-597. Ayan po. Ayan ang ating mga community service at saka public service ngayong hapon na to. Bago po tayo dadako sa ating local news, tayo po ay bibigyan uli ni Shine ng magandang awitin. Bubusugin namin kayo ngayong hapon na to ng mga magagandang Filipino awitin. Mga OPM po yan. Ayan.
Okay, this is Nitro 1 plus 1. Enjoy.
1 plus 1. Ayan.
Sa'yo kung gaano kakaganda, iba't ibang katangian, di ko na nabibilang ang iyong mga matang idalang maleta sa iyong bagod at puyat, halatang halata. Lagi kong iniisip ang iyong kakaisip, ika'y nag-aalala tuwing ako ay wala. Huwag ka na mabati, walang ibang kapiling feeling mo lang yun, walang iba, ikaw pa rin. Di na ka naiiyak, mina, minamahal naman kita. Diba, tayo lang dalawa, 1 plus 1 is 2, all I say is true. Perfect, thanks for me, you're just fine. Diba nobody is perfect, ang importante you're mine. May nilalaman ng puso, di kailangang ipilit. Ibot ng puso, you feel it, sa'yo 100 per minute. Lagi kong iniisip ang iyong kakaisip, ika'y nag-aalala tuwing ako ay wala. Huwag ka na mabatrip, walang ibang kapiling feeling mo lang yun, walang iba, ikaw pa rin. Di na ka naiiyak, mina, mahal naman kita. Diba, tayo lang dalawa, 1 plus 1 is 2, all I say is true. Di na ka naiiyak,
naman kita. Diba, diba, tayo lang dalawa. One plus one is two. All I say is true. All I say.
Thank you for watching our music video, One Plus One.
Ayan, maganda naman talaga ang musikang iyan. So, ngayon po ay bibigyan ko muna po kayo ng isa pang magandang balita. Another magandang balita bago po ang local news natin. Saan ka pa pupunta? Of course, sa Wheels on West na. Good quality? No or low deposit? Great. Low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, not a problem. Wheels on West can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? No problem. Wheels on West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his cell phone at 021-349-318 or on his landlines at 827-7723 or 827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to Dante at wilsonwest.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonwest.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels on West, trading as cheaper cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, Newlyn in Oakland. Wheels on West, our best price is the best price. Yan. Ngayon po ang ating Philippine News. This is Samot Sari, Philippine News. Anong meron ka dyan, Shine?
Okay, first up in Philippine News, very important. An earthquake of 5.5 magnitude struck northern Mindanao and the south of the Philippines early on Saturday morning, injuring 25 people and causing damage to several houses, buildings, and infrastructure, Philippine authorities said. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology said the quake, which was initially reported as being of 5.8 magnitude by the United States Geological Survey, occurred at 4:42 a.m. local time, and its epicenter was situated in Carrascal in the Surigao del Sur area. There was no tsunami warning from the Hawaii-based Pacific Tsunami Warning Center immediately after the quake. Philippine disaster officials said 25 people suffered minor injuries and were treated at a hospital in the town of Madrid. The tremor caused the ceiling of a church to collapse and it slightly damaged several houses, a government building, and a public market, according to disaster officials. The Philippines, as we know, is prone to natural disasters arising from its location on the seismically active Pacific Ring of Fire, a horseshoe-shaped band of volcanoes and fault lines that circles the edge of the Pacific Ocean. So if you are there or your family are there, please stay safe and well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not good, isn't it?
Yeah,
but that's a natural disaster for you.
Mm. Okay, and in other news, rugby. As we know, rugby is one of, if not New Zealand's favorite sport, but is not, you know, one of the sports that are popular in the Philippines. The story of 24-year-old Lito Ramirez, one of the Philippines' first homegrown rugby stars, has been circulating the news lately as his backstory is quite remarkable. Long before he became a rugby star, Lito Ramirez was a 6-year-old orphan and addicted to sniffing glue, surviving mostly on trash and begging. When he was a child, Ramirez's parents went missing, and both Ramirez and his older brother ended up with someone they believed was their uncle, an addict who sent the two boys to beg on the streets of Manila, where they were introduced to glue sniffing. The brand of the glue that he and other kids used to get high was, ironically enough, named Rugby. The name stuck with Ramirez for years, even after he stopped abusing the drug and spent time at a Manila orphanage. The counselors there urged him to pick a sport, and because he did not like football or basketball, they asked him if he wanted to try playing rugby. I didn't have any idea it was a sport, he says. I thought it was the glue. That's why I chose rugby for sports. This fateful misunderstanding would redirect his life, giving the 5'6" fullback a way to get off the streets and pushed him into the full-time career he could have only dreamt about. With most rugby players in the Philippines national team, the Volcanoes, being mostly foreign-born players with a tie to the Philippines through a single Filipino parent, this makes Lito Ramirez one of the first born and bred Pinoys to land a spot on the team. Ramirez is said to be a particularly valuable and even dangerous member of the team, as his slightly smaller stature helps him to be incredibly fast and agile.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. And that's our Philippine news this afternoon. Talaga nga naman, ano, may pag-asa pa talaga. Hindi pa huli ang lahat, hindi ba? Kung minsan, you know, you go on the wrong direction, you can always either take the next left or right take the next right and the next stop kind of thing. Opa. So dapat lang wag mawala ng pag-asa talaga. Ayan. And on our women's affairs, anong meron ka dyan, Shine?
Okay, so this week's women's affairs report is about something that will soon be taking place here in Auckland this August. Binay, a play by Marianne Infante, will be debuting at the Basement Theatre with the direction of Philippine-New Zealand comedian James Roque and presented by Proudly Asian Theatre. Binay is loosely based on Infante's experience of integration and migration, using a comparison of the Christchurch earthquakes with the volcanic eruptions of Philippines' own Mount Pinatubo. Scoop NZ says, with Marianne's signature Filipino flair, Binay collides the binaries of race, culture, relationships, and religion to tell a story of the in-between. With a few exceptions, the play features a predominantly Filipino cast. Here are a few words from the talent themselves. From director James Roque, directing a bilingual Filipino piece of theater in New Zealand has always been a dream of mine. I am beyond thrilled to be bringing such an exciting new perspective to the Auckland theater landscape. And from the writer Marianne Infante, it's more than just wanting to see Pinoys or Filipinos being represented and celebrated in the landscape of Aotearoa New Zealand. It's the cathartic exploration of what it means to belong and assimilate in Aotearoa as an intersectional Filipino migrant. And if you're interested, you can catch Pinay from the 13th to the 24th of August at 8 p.m. at the Basement Theatre, with tickets ranging from $18 to $30. You can book now at www.basementtheatre.co.nz or call iTicket at 09361-1000. I, for one, am incredibly excited to see this performance as a young Filipino Kiwi woman myself, and I encourage everyone to see it and support our young Filipino talent.
Yeah, that's the very first one, isn't it? In New Zealand, that's produced and directed by a Filipino
So it's written by a Filipina and then being directed by a Filipino comedian. And he's actually really good. I went to see his comedy show.
Yeah.
Like, was it last month or the month before that, at the Basement Theatre as well? He's really very funny.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
What's his name?
James Roque.
Roque. R-O-Q-U-E, I suppose, Roque. Mm. Yeah. Sige po. Magano. Saan sila makakabili ng ticket niyan?
Yep. So that's... you can go to www.basementtheatre.co.nz. Or you can call iTicket at 09-361-1000.
Ayan, yes. And it's all about a story of a Filipina in
New Zealand.
In New Zealand. Coming from where? Pinatubo?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's very good. So it's a very good theatre production, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And we should all go and see it. And now $18 for general admission, is that?
I think that's not too bad.
You know, minsan ang mga show talaga ranging from $40 to $80, hindi ba? Oo. So bago pa tayo mag-showbiz balita, siguro ito ang last music of the afternoon for our listeners. Shine, anong meron ka dyan?
Okay, this is Kim Chu. Okay na ako.
Okay na ako. Ayan, Kim Chu.
Nakatulog ka na naman.
Si Kim Chiu. At ngayon po ay ang ating showbiz balita. May comeback or give way? Chris Lee's fate of big screen return to viewers. There has been much fanfare around Chris Aquino's return to the silver screen through the Metro Manila Film Festival after a hiatus. But as she continued to deal with health problems, Aquino sought the help of her fans to decide, taking to Instagram to ask whether or not she should push through with her new horror film titled Kampon, where she will be featured alongside Derek Ramsay. In a video posted on her Instagram page, Aquino, widely regarded as Philippine cinema's horror queen, showed netizens footage of her getting shots, presumably for her ailments. In the caption, Aquino said she would ask her viewers to decide or whether she could make her movie come back or have film producers hire another actress to fill in her place. Humility has taught me other actresses can credibly play my role, she said. Kaya po kayo ang tatanungin ko, since kayo naman ang manunood. Should I make my return via this horror movie or give way now para makahanap na ng other actress to take my place? Aquino's horror movies have made it big in the box office. Among them is Feng Shui in 2004, Sukub in 2006, Dalaw in 2010, and Segunda Mano in 2011. The actress host revealed on October that she was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease early January. She said she was battling a form of lupus. Fans flooded posts with comments from health advice to asking the actress to retire for the sake of her health and family. At yan po ang showbiz balita natin. Kaya naman pala hindi na natin nakikita si Chris Aquino recently sa screen kasi may health problems pala si Chris.
I remember when she was in, when I went to see Crazy Rich Asians.
That's right.
In the cinema.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, I recognize her.
I know this woman. She's very good. She's a good, talented actress and of course host ng maraming mga talk shows sa Philippines. And as you know, kapatid siya ng dating Pangulo natin, si Benigno Aquino Jr. Ayan. Now, we are going to do our greetings. Ayan, happy birthday po sa iyo kung birthday niyo ngayon. And to all who will be celebrating birthdays in the next few days and who also already celebrated their birthdays in the last few days. Congratulations din po sa lahat na nag-celebrate something special in their lives. Anniversaries, new job, new partner, new boyfriend, getting rid of old partner or getting rid of old boyfriend, newfound self-confidence, promotions sa work, or brand new work, yun nga, at saka pag-pass, if you have passed your exams, or if you're traveling right now for the first time dahil school holidays nga, and even kahit waking up every morning, dapat po i-celebrate natin lahat yan. Ipagpasalamat sa ating may kapal, of course. And of course, binabati natin ang kaibigan natin at saka masugid nating tagapagkinig na si Ate Lolit. Ate Lolit, maraming salamat sa palagi niyong pagsubaybay sa ating programa. And of course, my dearest friend Susan Shadwick na always listening. Sa pamilya ko, of course, who's always supporting my community activities and any community endeavors na palagi kong ginagampanan. Marami pong salamat, and sa pamilya ko sa Philippines and around the world, hope you are all well. And belated happy birthday to Phil Am. Phil Am, I know Phil Am pangalan mo kasi July 4 ka eh. Happy belated birthday, hindi kita nag-greet last time. Ayan.
And for me, I don't know anybody celebrating a birthday this week, but if you are, happy birthday to you. Also last week, if you were celebrating a birthday last week as well, happy birthday to you. And to all my fellow students, enjoy the last week of your holiday.
Last week!
You know, congratulations on surviving that whole period of exams. And if you did well, or even if you just passed your exams, congratulations. Remember, C's get degrees.
Correct.
So live by
correct.
Them. On a...
C's means confidence. Kahit C yan.
Exactly.
Ayan. And of course, sabi mo nga, no? One more week to go. So enjoy the very best, mga estudyante. Alam ko po, buhay estudyante. Ayan. How about you, Ate Bay? Oh, Bay, do you have anyone to greet this afternoon?
Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday and other special occasions. Hello to my family here in New Zealand and around the world. Shout out to my friends. And happy school holidays to all the kids out there. There's 1 week left.
Yes, 1 week left. How about you, Kira May?
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday and other occasions. Hello to my family here in New Zealand and around the world. Shout out to my principal, Mr. Hughes, and my deputy principal, Mr. Pickett.
Ayan. And how about your dad, your mom? Do you want to shout out to them?
Hi, everyone.
Everybody, the last name is Olvido, and my mom.
Anyone that's Olvido's, your mom is Olvido still, right?
No. Yes.
Yes. And how about you? All your cousins?
Yeah.
Kirame?
Everyone in my family.
Everyone in your family. Okay.
But everybody, I like it. Didn't just a person. Everyone.
Natuto ka agad itong mga apo ko, ha. Ayaw magsabi ng individual. Yes po. Kung anong importante na sineselebrate nyo, i-celebrate nyo yan. Don't worry. Kasi life's too short to worry. And of course, just be happy. Always find the bright side of things that's happening right now. Minsan, hindi naman madali sa buhay natin ang mga pangyayari. But things happen for a reason. And there's always a silver lining, hindi ba? In every storm we have, there's always a silver lining, and there's always a sunshine will come up soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ayan. So, in behalf, malapit na rin po naman tayong matatapos. Oh, I think we still have one music, Shine. Ano, meron pa ba tayong time ng isa pang magandang awitin?
Sure.
Okay. Bago tayo magpaalam. Advance naman akong magpaalam. Ano ba yan? Before we say goodbye, it's too advanced. Manang
is,
Trini.
Kisses na Lavin, alam na this.
Yes, alam na this.
Napahintot na panganga sa lahat ng pwedeng tanggalingan. Sa'yo pa nagkaabang pagkasakali, ito'y iyong bawiin. Ngunit parang wala man sa'yo lahat ng ating pinagdaanan. Pagmamahalan, di ko akalain magagawa mo. Tapon, tanging masasabi ko lang sa'yo ay alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo. Simula nang makilala ka, akala ko ikay ibang iba. Ngunit kay sakit namang malaman kagaya ka nila. Sa umpisa akala ko lahat ay totoo, pagdating sa dulo ay ugali kay gulo. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo. Sorry ka na lang, hindi ako katulad mo. Salamat din pala, natutunan ko nang magtiwala sa di tulad mo. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo.
Ayan, malapit na talaga tayong magtapos. And you go ahead, Shine.
Sure. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I'll say hi to my parents, to my family and friends who are listening and who do listen every week. Thank you very much. And I hope everybody has a pleasant week ahead. And again, to the students, enjoy your very last week of the holidays.
Ayan.
That's from me.
How about you?
Sama po sa inyong pagsunod sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Kira May. Hanggang sa muli, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Yes!
Since my sister did it in Filipino, I'll do it in English.
Okay.
Thank you for following our radio program. I am Bailey.
Until next time, good evening to you all and see you next Sunday.
Ayan, thank you mga Bulilit reporters. And of course, manamilit na pod kami kaninyong tanan. But before I do so, in behalf of our sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, at marami pang iba, maraming salamat. And of course, in behalf of other of our field reporters and other past and present reporters, na si kuna Kuya Cesar na wala dito ngayon, si Ate Jo, of course, namimiss na natin sila dito. Alam ko si Ate Jo is very busy with job, with work, and ganun na din po si Kuya Cesar, busy na mga trabaho nila. Ayan, so as I've said, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan, og sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako, of course, si Manang Trini, signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat. And of course, on behalf of Tita Verge, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye! Ibang-iba Pinoy, huwag kang matatakot. Ipag-malaki mo.
Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. Ano pa sa'yo'y mangyayari? Ang lagi mong iisipin. Sa mundo.
maganda niya ng buhay. Dapat na lang masanay. Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipagay.